Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Because we now have a new amazing book. And tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called Some Believers Go to Abyssinia. So, this is going to be a very interesting story. So listen carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Some believers go to Abyssinia. Abyssinia used to be East Africa. It included countries such as Ethiopia and some of the surrounding areas. One day, Allah said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "You are the messenger of Allah. Tell people about the truth. Tell them to believe in Allah and pray to Him." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an honest and trustworthy man. The people of Mecca respected him. He said to them, "There is no God but Allah," and many of them accepted Islam. The Quraysh leaders did not like it. They wanted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stop talking to people about Allah. The Prophet Muhammad's uncle, Abu Talib, did not let the Quraysh harm him. But the other believers were not so lucky. They were poor, and they did not have powerful family or friends. So the Quraysh treated them very badly. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that Allah was looking after him. He also knew that his uncle was supporting him. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not protect his followers. He said to them, "Go to Abyssinia. The king Negus is a good man. He is a Christian. He believes in one God, and he will look after you." The next day, 83 men and 18 women, including their children, left Mecca. Among them was Uthman ibn Affan with his wife Ruqayya, who was the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They went to the kingdom of Negus. The king welcomed them and let them live in his kingdom, and there they were safe. When the Quraysh came to know about this, they became very angry. They sent two men to Abyssinia. They took gifts for the king and even his army generals. They said to the generals, "Tell your king to send back the Muslims." King Negus was a God-fearing man and did not listen to his generals. He told the Quraysh, "The Muslims are under my protection. I will let them live in my kingdom." Then he called the Muslims to his palace. Everyone who worked for him were there. Even the bishops were there. He told the Muslims, "Read from your scriptures. I want to hear what is written there." The Muslims had with them the Surah Maryam. They read it to the king and his bishops and everybody that was there. The king and his bishops listened carefully. Now, boys and girls, listen to this part. The king and everyone that were there, even the bishops and everybody, they were so touched by what they heard that they started to cry. They were so touched that they cried. They said, "This is really the truth." King Negus let the Muslims stay in Abyssinia. They lived there for many, many years, and Allah looked after them. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what do you think this story teaches us? Do you want to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay. Well, I've got 3 points for you. So, point number one, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started telling people about Islam, the Quraysh leaders did not like hearing the truth, and they were not kind, and they were bad to Muslims. The second point, 83 men and 18 women and children left Mecca to go to Abyssinia, but this was from our Prophet's advice to them. Point number three, King Negus looked after the Muslims just as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. King Negus did not listen to the Quraysh because he also knew that what Muslims spoke of and the words of Allah is the truth. Wow, isn't that amazing? Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do 2 things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. After three. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Allah. Now, to thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three, again. 1, 2, 3. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. Now, everyone knows we've got to pray that every night. It's very, very, very important. But let's pray together. Are you ready? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Again, you guys have been wonderful. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy, and also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.